Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 14th day of April, 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live as we are weekdays, 11 to 2 p.m. Central. Live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. as well, because there's so much news. 5 days a week of coverage is not enough. And, of course, we have 24-hour-a-day coverage of all the important global developments at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Incredible economic news, obviously, with the budget, with the deficits, with what's happening to commodities, with Obama's official campaign launch speech that he gave last night, calling for massive tax increases and gutting out of the tax code many of the most important write-offs that people have. It is just absolutely terrible news, and it's what we knew was coming. And the Republicans are pushing flat taxes, fair taxes, you know, national sales taxes, VATs, as a way to get rid of the income tax. But the globalists, for over a decade, out of the IMF and the World Bank, have always said they were going to move to this globally, and they're still going to have an income tax. It's just going to be called the Social Security tax. So they'll cut the income taxes after they get this new system in. First, they're going to jack them up, then make everybody angry, then sell a lowering of the income tax, a changing of the name. The IRS isn't going anywhere. And then they'll lay a new VAT and sales tax on top of it, and then jack up the income tax again. That's always been the plan. And that's the stated plan in the white papers, not the stuff they tell the general public on the nightly news. And we are in deep, deep trouble. Also, CNBC reporting gold will reach $1,600 an ounce in 2011. Also, Congress is saying Goldman Sachs lied to them. The budget deal turns out to be a gigantic fraud, as we told you 2 days ago. Now the press is reporting on the $38 billion in cuts, were cuts that were already agreed upon last year, and does nothing to deal with the $1,000-plus trillion the private central banks have gotten our nation and the rest of the nations of the world that are under globalist control. That's almost all of them to sign on to. So that is coming up. Also, the TSA is running around saying that, first they've been caught in a big lie, saying that late last year that they would not grope children under 8, and then they said children under 12, and then now they're still groping them. And they're saying, well, we have to because Al-Qaeda will use our social morals to attack us. I mean, this is all about switching off the thinking process. Even if you believe that Al-Qaeda attacked us along with the Keebler elves on 9/11 and could carry out that attack, then you would profile. You would profile Muslims, if you believe that fairy tale. But a little blonde-haired six-year-old girl with her doctor father and mother with a bunch of other children, or old ladies on walkers and military personnel. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. It's about everybody being taught that you're all criminals, you're all suspects, you're guilty until we fully enslave you. Not guilty until proven innocent, guilty until we somehow suck off of you and reduce you down to absolute slaves. Also, 4 years ago, and then again last month, the State Department issued a travel alert to Mexico, as if we need them to tell us it's deadly dangerous, even in the resort areas that had previously been safer. And they said, yes, Mexican drug cartels are targeting Americans. Well, there was a backlash by Felipe Calderon through diplomatic circles, so yesterday they rescinded that warning. So that's like if you have a tornado coming down the highway towards you and the news tells you that there's not a tornado. Do you listen to the news and just go ahead and drive into the tornado? I mean, I don't need the State Department to tell me what's going on in Mexico. We've known about the mass graves being found on a weekly basis for years, the rocket attacks, the mass murders, all of it. I mean, I don't need the State Department to tell me about it. But that's coming up as well. See, it's politically incorrect to criticize the failed narco-terror state that is Mexico that's imploding into complete and absolute bedlam. I will be going over that as well. Stay with us.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 14th day of April, 2011, and we have Mark Weisbrot joining us, who's going to be breaking down in the middle of the next hour the big headlines we've seen at the Drudge Report and at the Associated Press, Reuters, everywhere, about the BRIC group of nations, China and others, openly announcing they want an end to the dollar as the world reserve currency, and that they do not agree with the hegemonic new wars being expanded across the Middle East through the third-party shills that are the rebels centered in and around, of course, Libya. He's going to be joining us. He's the co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, going over the big global announcements that the East especially wants to go away from the dollar. Meanwhile, at the same time, we have, of course, last weekend in New Hampshire, the meeting of many of the private banking heads and government officials in a quasi-public, private. Some of the meetings were private. Many of the meetings were public with George Soros for Bretton Woods II, saying the dollar is already not the world reserve currency and is being totally phased out in a process. This is a obviously huge economic development that we are watching unfold, and it will cause unbelievable pain economically here in the United States. That's pretty much the only major commodity the United States had left other than military weapons and propaganda is the dollar. And this will cause commodity prices to go up, gold, silver, oil, transportation based on petrochemicals will go up. All basic goods will go up. People on fixed incomes will be decimated by this. People that have savings will be absolutely raped by this situation, and it's just calmly being reported. And I was driving in listening to news radio this morning, and some local talk show hosts on 590 AM were taking calls about the polls that are out, depending on which poll you look at, showing that 50-plus percent of Americans have been sold on the fraud that we can fix the deficit by raising taxes, quote, on the rich. And that means individuals making $125,000 a year, couples making more than $250,000 a year. That's not rich, ladies and gentlemen. That's lower middle class. And it'll get worse and worse as the dollar devaluation accelerates. We may end up in 4 or 5 years having janitors being paid $100,000 a year, and it'll be the equivalent of $20,000 a day. As this inflation begins to kick off. And many economists are pointing this out. The head of Walmart is saying inflation by the end of the year is going to, quote, be serious. But we see the federal government saying everything's fine. But listening to people call in, I heard quite a few of them say, look, we got the biggest and the best military in the world. We got the money printing machines. We can do whatever we want. Well, see, we don't run the military. We don't run the private Federal Reserve. We don't get the spoils. We don't control the private printing presses. The private Federal Reserve orders the Treasury to print the money, and less than 2% of actual physical paper is out there for the digital money that the private Federal Reserve issues, 97-plus percent. And so there's this attitude by people, especially who work for government or who are in the military, because the host asked him, are you in the military? And he's like, you bet I am. I'm an officer. And you could tell by his voice that he was an African-American. So here's a guy that thinks he's running the show, just like most yuppies. He's in the military. He's an officer. And he thinks it's great to print money. He thinks it's great to have the biggest military in the world. And what's funny is I heard a very similar caller on the same. Well, I tell you, I'm getting too busy these days. I'm getting so busy, I'm always forgetting to turn my phone off. I'm just going to talk to him. I'm on the air. I got to go. there's just too much news here in front of me as well. I barely even got in here on time today. I get ready at home. There is such incredible naivete out there by people, and they feel like they're part of the system. I mean, here's a black guy calling into a radio show saying, America's number one, we got the biggest military, and we control the printing presses. And I heard a guy who sounded almost like the same person hours earlier on the same station saying basically the same thing. And I hear that similar sentiment. It's like this fake, delusional exuberance that this is our military, this is our government, we're winners if we're part of it. Listen, they do control the printing presses, the foreign offshore banks. They are devaluing our currency. It's a tax on your purchasing power, your savings. This military is run by foreign offshore corporations that control our federal government like a vending machine. They put in pennies, if you compare what they get back, and million-dollar bills come out. The globalists will spend a couple hundred thousand on one politician a year, in the House, and that committee chairman will deliver them deals worth tens of billions in profit. It's corporate welfare. And all I hear is debates about cutting welfare, cutting Social Security, cutting entitlements, and that's going to fix the deficit. I hear that from the Republicans. And then from the Democrats, I hear tax the rich, that's going to fix it. And both of those statements are frauds on their face. You could cut all of the entitlements, and as long as the government has still fraudulently signed us on to the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives that we've now signed on to, our government has said, yes, we owe this, even though it's not our debts predominantly, then nothing else you do will fix it. That's the big black hole that we're talking about here, and they're discussing just tiny little issues that are on the table. Look, it's very, very simple for folks that don't get it. If you read the news every day, if you track even mainline news, in the last 2 years, building up to the point we're now entering, the period we're now entering, you see constant statements by the head of the Central Bank of the EU, the head of the Central Bank of England, the head of the Central Bank of the United States, the head of the Treasury, all their minions and pundits and CNBC talking heads and Bloomberg talking heads and Goldman Sachs head and JP Morgan head, all they come out and say is, yes, we need to raise taxes on the rich to pay down the deficit. But the deficit and what they've signed us onto is a blank check to the private megabanks. And so you see the private Federal Reserve at colleges, at Rotary clubs, at influential groups all over the country constantly. It was in the news a few years ago. They recruited thousands of public speakers on top of their PR people to go out and talk to high schools, colleges, everybody, and explain how great the Federal Reserve is and that we need tax increases in America to save America and pay off the deficit. But then most of the money that's paid in is in banker payoffs, banker robberies that they call bailouts, and goes offshore. And for many years, we can't even find where the money's going. Now, because of private lawsuits, some of it's come out, and it's hundreds and hundreds of billions to the European Central Bank and hundreds of billions to the British Private Central Bank and hundreds of billions to the Chinese and billions to Gaddafi and billions to MSNBC and GE. And so most of the money isn't going to some welfare mom who is, you know, got five welfare checks coming in for her five kids and who drives around in a BMW. And there's some truth to that stereotype. Some of that's going on. But the issue is, if you get rid of her welfare checks, it is not even going to put a dent. It is not even going to scratch the surface. I say get rid of it. Great. I mean, I've seen the numbers that more than two-thirds of illegal aliens, you bet the husband's out there working hard on a highway job or a restaurant or cutting people's yards and hard working, but mama is at home having kids and every one of them's going on welfare. And daddy's paid off the books in cash. And sure, he pays sales taxes, and he pays taxes when he gets a cell phone, but he isn't paying income taxes to the private Federal Reserve. But the globalists then leave them alone because they want to merge the countries. They want to drive down the wages. They want to bring in political groups that won't get into the melting pot, who won't assimilate, who can be played as a political tool because they're on welfare. So sure, I'm all for kicking the welfare queens off their welfare. By the way, I've now discovered in Texas and many other states, they recruit many of the CPS workers and many of the other government workers who go out then and feed on everybody else and all the bureaucrats from people who were on welfare. They take them and then go, we got more government programs. We're going to send you to community college. You're going to get a CPS degree. You're going to get a bureaucrat degree. I've been confirming, running into these people, reading news reports, talking to friends, that that's who comes to your door is some welfare queen who's now off welfare but got a government job, and she's going to take your kids. I mean, it's very dangerous. They're building just an army of miscreants. All right, I'm going to try to get into it all. I'm just so upset about Obama's speech right now, and I'm just so sick of the bankers. I can't stand it.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slakes the government team wins the role.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So Obama wants to cut back on tax returns. So the government just trains you to give them your money and then they give it back to you like they're your mommy. He wants to cut back on the tax credit you get for your mortgage deduction. He wants to raise taxes on people making over $125,000 a year individually, or a quarter million, $250,000 in couples. And I kept hearing yesterday evening and today, all over talk radio, all over CNN, all over Fox, just scanning through the XM dial, listening to radio and TV programs that are on XM, and reading online that, wow, 57% of Americans agree that we should up taxes on the rich. So this morning, I actually got the poll they were quoting, the AP-GFK poll. Are your taxes fair? Most say yes. And then when I went over it, it said 54% believe their tax bills are either somewhat fair or very fair, compared with 46% who say they are unfair. So I can't find this 57 number I keep seeing all over the news. This says 54, but then it goes on. Should taxes be raised to eat into the huge federal deficits? Among the public, 62% say they favor cutting government services to sop up the red ink. Just 29% say raise taxes. But listening to the news, they keep saying 57%, I know you've heard it, support cutting the deficit by raising taxes. But this says only 29%. Then you read deeper into the poll, and it says those above 60, those above 65, that they are the ones that want to raise taxes. And that shows their complete ignorance. Look, here's the issue for anybody you're arguing with about this. If the private Federal Reserve is out there lobbying that the way to fix our economy is to raise taxes, and we've got former Fed chief Alan Greenspan, who helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and get us into all this trouble, and all these big banking heads of Goldman Sachs and the rest of them keep telling us, the answer is to raise your taxes. That will fix America. There's no discussion about auditing the Fed, no discussion about saying, no, we're not signing on to these trillions and trillions of dollars of derivatives debts that the globalists have gotten Greece and Portugal and Ireland and the U.S. and England to sign on to. Iceland just said no after a year-long battle. So the government's going to, quote, sue Iceland. The British government is. But it's come out in Iceland's news that almost all the debt, what was it last time I looked, over 90% is owed by the private central bank. That itself is a consortium of other private banks. The people, the 300-something thousand that live in Iceland, mainly in the capital of Reykjavik, they don't owe it. Just like they admitted a few months ago in Ireland, their own central bank had said, well, this really isn't our debt, but it's good to have foreign banks run Ireland. That was a quote in the BBC. Just bizarre in-your-face statements like, radiation's good for you. The people of Fukushima ought to be thankful, Ann Coulter says. Just bizarre in-your-face things that don't even make sense to break your will, to condition you to accept their crazy activities. They know what they're doing. It's like Karl Rove saying, we control reality. Doesn't matter what we say is true. We say it's true, so it is. They're just acclimating us to accept that. And here's another headline from The Hill. Poll, majority okay with tax bill. And you know why? Around 51% and growing of the American people pay no federal income tax. Now you hear this lie, though, that 51% of Americans don't pay any taxes. That's a fraud. You pay taxes that are added onto your cell bill. You pay it on your water, your trash pickup, on the food you buy, sales taxes. You pay taxes on all of the expenses that are added on by companies and services. You pay taxes in your dollar being devalued and your purchasing power. You pay taxes on property tax. Even if you live in an apartment, that property tax is added onto your bill. You pay hundreds of taxes. You have the sin taxes that target the poor, cigarettes, alcohol, gas taxes. The poorest Americans pay those growing gas taxes. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And so you hear this. See, this is what's frustrating. There's such a tissue of lies that how do you even educate people on how they're being lied to when there's so many layers of lies? It's true that 51% don't pay any income tax to the private Federal Reserve that we didn't have till 1913, that people think the country runs off of, and it goes to nothing but interest on the debt, not congressional debt, not government debt, debt that's created when a dollar is created, a dollar of debt's created. Just to have money, debt's created. That's why it's impossible to ever pay back. and they lie about exactly how big the debts are. I'm going to get into all that because there's headlines about $3 plus trillion the banks owe and their debt. It's $1.5 quadrillion conservatively. And it makes my head hurt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Look, the problem is, to boil it down, is that we're being told cut government, raise taxes, that is going to be the way that we're going to fix the economy. Ladies and gentlemen, I was looking at some of the numbers last night, even in the Wall Street Journal, that in 1999, the U.S. government had half the budget size that it has now. And who can say that our country was not better off then financially? The taxes were lower. There were more jobs. NAFTA and GATT hadn't had a chance yet to deindustrialize our country. And so now that the budget is double what it was just 11, 12 years ago, and the solution is a $38 billion cut in the budget that was just leavings or crumbs sitting on the table that hadn't been spent in last year's budget. That's the Republican and Democrats' idea of cutting the budget. and they're saying, let's kick welfare moms off their welfare, when even the Washington Post last year reported $640 plus trillion in global derivatives, with the United States signed on to, quote, bail out the banks for more than 60% of it. So let's just say it's the lower number of 600 plus trillion that the Washington Post reported on, and not what other economists have argued about here on air, that it's over 1,000 trillion, some over 1.5 quadrillion. So that's the issue. And they're maneuvering us now into all of these huge tax increases. And you've got the mega rich out there lobbying for higher taxes through their different George Soros media organizations. They are out there pushing everyone, pushing the working class to believe that the middle class is the elite that has basically engineered the crisis we're in, so that the ultra-rich can scapegoat them and then raise taxes on the middle class. And you do the math, it's very simple. It will do nothing to reduce these deficits. It will only put the economy into more of a free-fall stall. So it's a very simple equation. The big mega banks are all over the news, on record for years, saying raise taxes, raise taxes, raise taxes, raise taxes on the rich. And they say that's somebody making $125,000 a year individually, or $250,000 in a couple. And why is that? Because General Electric and Google and the rest of the Fortune 100 pay almost no taxes. Then they say, well, our employees and our CEOs and our executives pay taxes if they're part of the U.S. division. Most of them are part of these international divisions and are based in countries with almost no corporate tax, no income tax. You know, if you do the math and look at it, China has much lower taxes than the U.S. Of course, because they are incentivizing the factories and the jobs and the brains to travel there, to move there. I mean, I know so many Americans that have multiple degrees who've left America to go live in China, to go live in India, to go live in Mexico at the factories, because the jobs aren't here. And the very same multinational corporations that have moved overseas were the ones that lobbied for the regulations to be jacked up here and to be lowered in other countries. They're the ones that got the tax incentives to move overseas. They're the ones that push to get the animal ID and the premises ID to shut down the small farms and ranches. And then they get waivers for their big agribusiness. It's very simple. Are we hearing about getting rid of the repeal of Glass-Steagall and bringing Glass-Steagall back to stop the derivatives? They're creating more of them now, counterfeit money that we've now been forced to sign on to. Are we hearing anything about dollar devaluation, a tax on everyone? Are we hearing anything about the private Federal Reserve? Are we hearing anything about the trillions of dollars secretly pumped out overseas and to domestic corporations here in the U.S.? Your tax money going to hundreds of newspapers, scores of TV stations, multiple TV networks, think tanks, propaganda groups. It's incredible. It is a completely unlevel playing field designed for the globalist to consolidate all of the markets, all of the industries, the entire economy. And I know I keep hammering on this and hammering on it because I listen to talk radio, I listen to liberals, conservatives, all of them, and none of them get any of it. And even mainline libertarians are like, good, kick all the welfare queens off their welfare. Get rid of Social Security. It's a fraud to begin with. And yeah, it is a fraud, but it's all people've got. And if you got rid of it, it wouldn't fix the problem. Only getting rid of the Federal Reserve, only slashing taxes across the board, only getting rid of the income tax, which was created the same year as the Federal Reserve and is in the Communist Manifesto, written by the bankers, and sold as the people's rebellion. Just like today, George Soros-funded groups on record go take over Bank of America, and they don't go in there and say, arrest the bankers, get rid of the Federal Reserve. They say, raise taxes on the rich. But then the rich are a person making $125,000 a year. That's who they're talking about. not raise taxes on George Soros, who's back in the news saying raise taxes and we could absorb more debt, because he sits above those rules. He's part of the corporate power structure that's exempt from almost all of the taxes. He's part of the corporate power structure that's allowed to create fake derivatives. They take the trillions in banker bailout money that they get interest-free. Then they go out and loan it for 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%. Now some of the yearly interest rates are 79.9%. But they don't just stop there. Loaning out to the general public is a small part of their business. That's why many big banks are saying, we're just closing having public accounts. We don't even want your money. You're like, you don't want my money? Okay, we'll take it, but we'll give you half a percentage point because we don't even care. We don't need it. You know why they don't need it? Because they can take those trillions in banker bailout money, and they can, for every dollar they get, loan out 10. And that's under the previous pre-1999, pre-Glass-Steagall repeal. After that, they can take a dollar, and they can leverage it out thousands of times, according to the economists we've interviewed and talked to. And I mean people like Professor Black, the former top federal regulator. He said there's thousands of times they can leverage it. Thousands of times. $1, thousands of dollars. So when you see headlines about $3.3 trillion that the banks are in debt with and they need more money, ladies and gentlemen, the banks created those derivatives to take over society. When those derivatives weren't known to be fraudulent, they were able to buy up much of the society, much of the infrastructure with it. And now they hold the whole infrastructure hostage because they have infected every financial instrument, every financial system with the derivatives that are hundreds of times bigger than all the real assets in the world. And so they have successfully Siamese twinned all of their fraud into the pension funds, into Social Security, into the police pensions, the firemen pensions. They've done it. They've got us right where they want us, totally dependent on them. It's like having a giant tumor that is half your heart. And if they remove the tumor, you don't have a heart anymore and you die. That's what they've done. And everything they do is about dependence. Everything they do is about you having to get permission from them to do anything. You got to get a license to have a garden in your backyard. You got to not even get permission. You're not allowed to make your children's lunches and send them into the public school. Your children aren't allowed to play dodgeball. Again, just everything is prisoner training. And I know I've been ranting about this. It's just, I'm going to get more into it later after our guests leave us. And I want to get into Obama's speech as well. Here's some of the other financial news that I was mentioning. And I said it incorrectly. Banks face $3.6 trillion, not $3.3 trillion. Wall of debt, IMF says. And the IMF is posing as our savior, the consortium internationally, four groups like the Federal Reserve, the receivership arm, and they're now posing as the experts, telling us about the problems they created and saying the banks need trillions of dollars or there could be a collapse and a default globally tied into governmental currencies and private stocks if we don't prop them up. Well, what did they ask for just three, 4 months ago at Davos? They said, we want $100 trillion. We want to issue, and we want your governments to sign on to give it value, promising your tax money as the backer of it. This isn't backed by gold. This is backed by us, the taxpayers. That's the collateral. It's you. It's me. It's all of us. They want $100 trillion. What will they do with $100 trillion? Well, they'll leverage it. And nobody got rid of the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Nobody brought Glass-Steagall back, and they got rid of similar laws in every country. What are they going to do with that? They're going to leverage it to the infinity. But what is 10 times $100 trillion? It's one quadrillion. Under the old fractional reserve banking system, they want one quadrillion backed up by you, the taxpayer, and they're telling us about a limousine liberal. They're telling us about a welfare queen. They're telling us, notice though, in all the Republican attacks, and even Democrats calling for cutting welfare, nobody's talking about taking the precious illegal aliens' welfare. More than two-thirds on it. See, that's how the illegal aliens can work for less, because they're getting the supplement of the welfare, and they get paid under the table. Just like all these good old boys that don't understand economics, and they say, I'm glad we've got the biggest prison population, 4 million in the world. I'm glad that tens of millions of Americans have criminal records, because we're law and order. Oh, really? You're glad that there's a 98% federal conviction rate? They're convicting innocent people? Oh, you're glad that there are hundreds and hundreds of private prisons doing call centers, furniture, license plates, electronics, on average for 25 cents an hour? They'll have the factory right next door, just like they do in China, and they'll bus over the prisoners every day to work 8 hours in a factory, getting 25 cents an hour. You still don't get what I'm saying if you're a new listener. You're competing against the illegal aliens that'll work for half, and the illegal aliens are competing against people that work for 25 cents an hour. What is that over 8 hours? Can you do the math? What's 8 times 25 cents? Can you do the math? We're working for $2 a day. And you're like, good, I can work. Oh, yeah, I like it. You don't know what you're doing, idiot. You're a moron. And you're like, well, what about I hear about violent criminals being released? Why they let a murderer go after 3 years? Because they've got actuaries. This is a business. They release the violent offenders to menace the public, and they keep the peaceful pothead in there for 5 years. Because the peaceful pothead is going to be a better worker. Today I almost didn't do the show, because I don't like to blow up and yell and scream, because it exhausts me and it gives me a headache. You know, when I yell and scream and blow up, folks, that's real. I mean, I personally feel like throwing my coffee cup through the window. I feel like tumping this whole desk over, and I feel like just trying to run away somewhere, because I got to sit here and study this and look at it and know what the bankers are doing and know their whole program and understand how evil it is and understand how wicked they are and know how it's all premeditated in their own admissions. And then I've got to hear how still stupid the public is when I read the editorials and I listen to callers to talk radio on other people's shows. They don't have a hope of a prayer if they don't get religion and wake up to the New World Order. I mean, we are far beyond anything I ever imagined. And this is just the beginning. I almost turned around today and told them to do a rebroadcast. And I rarely get in this type of nasty mood. But, I mean, I am just... I'm so sick of watching people being conned. I'm so sick of watching people having no inkling of how the global system works, no geopolitical understanding. They don't even know who the three branches of government are. They don't even know what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is. They've been deliberately dumbed down by television and the culture and the public schools, and we're multi-generations into the dumbing down now, where we are in so much trouble, and then those of us that are awake are listed in Homeland Security training memos and documents that are constantly being leaked, where the government is preparing to release the military and the police against us. We are a nation of spoiled brat children, mentally. Doesn't mean a lot of Americans don't work hard. And it's just like the reactors blowing up a month ago in giant mushroom clouds and fuel rods spraying, and I went and pulled up online to make sure I was right what a fuel rod looks like of that particular design, and then I blew up the video here at the office of the explosions, and I could see the fuel rods in the air. And I said 4 weeks ago plus, when the reactor 3 blew up, I said those are fuel rods, and the nuclear workers called in and said yes they are. And then 3 weeks later the New York Times said yes, the Japanese government now admits fuel rods were blown up to a mile away. And I had to get the emails and the calls, and I'm a fear monger, and I'm saying fuel rods were blown everywhere. I went and looked up the design. I went and looked up the fact that they were storing them on top of the facility, and I could see the stinking things blowing up into the air 4,000 feet. And the radiation settling in across the United States, they're now reporting today in mainstream Japanese TV stations that, yes, much of Japan is now going to be uninhabitable. Told you that a month ago. And it's not because I'm smart, folks. That's what's so frustrating about this. I mean, normal people, if they saw giant reactors blowing up and we're downwind in the U.S. and I have children, a normal American, a normal human would go with the Internet, all the knowledge of the world in front of us, and look up a General Electric Mark I MOX reactor. And I went and looked up the other General Electric reactor. And I went and looked up the other Japanese reactors. And I went and looked at their design, and I went and looked at articles, and I went and looked at locals 2 years ago protesting. They're storing a 644,000 fuel rods there. And I went and looked up what that particular fuel rod package looked like, and I blew the video up, and there are the stinking fuel rods. I mean, I'm not smart, folks. I got a family downwind from this, and I spent days researching it so I could tell you what was happening. I know about the Federal Reserve, okay? I know about what sodium fluoride does to you. I know they're putting uranium in our water here to sterilize us. I know the government runs giant child kidnapping rings. Okay? It's all documented. I know we're in trouble. I know how bad it is. And I'm sick of people living in denial out there. Even you so-called people that claim you're patriots or whatever, you're either COINTELPRO, some of you out there, or you're just jealous that somebody actually works and has the truth. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to survive and warn people. We don't have any future if we don't stop these people.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
I read the news.
five giant reactors blew up and nobody cares. The radiation just keeps floating over in clouds. We have top scientists on saying it'll massively increase cancers, but so what? Our government isn't even saying don't drink the milk, don't eat the produce now. But in Europe, they're saying, yeah, we can't eat the milk and produce for at least 6 months. Europe's further downrange. See, the average man out there, not a regular listener who cares about liberty, but a new listener's like, this guy's a kook. I'm not going to go study nuclear reactors. I'm not going to go look at the design of what's blown up. I don't care if I'm downwind. I can't see it. This guy's a weirdo that he would spend day after day in the aggregate studying exactly what happened, getting the experts on to confer with them. I'm a weirdo because I've studied GMO cross-species crops that are designed to cause cancer and infertility. On record. Red-handed. How many scientists have I interviewed who are at these big companies and go, this is sterilizing all the mice? And they're like, a little added benefit. Don't worry about that part of the genome change. And they're like, but this is going to sterilize people. There are too many people. I mean, we've had these folks from these research laboratories on who have witnessed it. The UN has been caught. Did you hear me earlier say that radioactive isotopes are added to almost every municipal water supply? What, 71% of the U.S. cities and counties, water districts? I mean, yeah, that's a wild, insane-sounding statement. Totally true. What are we going to do about it? The answer is, most of you, absolutely nothing. You're going to sit there and say, look at the bad man. Look at the crazy man. You're not going to go look and see if those fuel rods got thrown a mile away, admitted 3.5 weeks after I told you. You're not going to go look and see if they're putting radioactive isotopes in your water, because it couldn't be true. Because if it was true, well, then something needs to be done about it. We better find out why they're doing this, huh? We better find out why, if you go to the city council and bring this up, even with news articles about it, they laugh at you. See, that's the answer for everything in America now, is just laugh at it. It's just funny. Why do you care so much, Alex? You know, I get this statement all the time. You must be paranoid. So if I walk outside because my dog's barking at 2 a.m. and my neighbor's house is on fire. This actually happened when I was about 10 years old. Parents wake me up. We go outside, neighbor's house on fire, flame shooting out. And we call the fire department. Would that be paranoid? If I see giant reactors blowing sky high with mushroom clouds floating towards our West Coast and I go do research and analyze what's happening accurately for you, I'm the bad man? And I'm the bad man because we told you 8 years ago what the TSA was going to metastasize into because I saw Homeland Security Ed Ridge say what they would do. And so I guess I deserve to have the ADL demonizing me and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the federal government and George Soros. I guess in the land of insane people, the sane are insane. I'd be like going back to 1941 Germany and trying to tell Germans that rounding people up and putting them in camps was wrong. They'd arrest me in a second because I'd be crazy. And that's all it is today. Like, I'm crazy because I don't like 51 million abortions in the last 39 years. I don't know, 1973, do the math. 39 years. 38 years. I just don't even know anymore. I got all this TSA news coming up. They put a statement out about the groping of a little girl. And we've got the article here by Aaron Dykes. It's excellent. Busted TSA lied about promise not to grope children. It's very important. Got a lot more coming up, too. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.